When did you decide that professional wrestling was something for you?
When I was a teenager, I used to watch WWE Superstars and WCW. I think it was Worldwide at the time, yeah. Back in the days.
Channel and, 9, Channel 5, yeah.
Yeah, I was sure I remember the channels. And I remember I was a kid and I was just, you know, I used to watch my Saturday morning cartoons and wrestling came on and I was like, oh, what's this? And I watched, like, I saw Shawn Michaels and I saw him do the Heartbreak Hotel and I was laughing and I just loved his character and I was like, this is great. And for some reason, Shawn Michaels just made me want to watch wrestling more and more. And then I would start watching and you're a kid, you don't know, like, there's two different companies and all this stuff. I thought it was all, like, you know, one big thing. And I'm like, oh, there's two shows. Okay, I want to watch both. This is great. And just watch it from then on. And this is like, I want to do this. This is awesome.
So, where'd you go for training?
I trained at so many different places. I started at ACPW. And I also trained at a place called UCW. I trained a little bit at ACE, too. And then I was at DWF for a little bit, probably back in 2012. I started in 2010. It's when I first started professional wrestling. So it's been about, oh my God, 6.5 years almost already. And it's crazy because it feels like it's longer.
So the thing that I like about you is I've watched a lot of your stuff online. And it's like a lot of indie guys are very good workers. But they don't kind of get, like, ring psychology. They don't get that they have to entertain. Yeah. And you're one of these guys. You do both. You can work, but, like, you know how to work the crowd. You know how to get them really pissed off. You have noticeable taunts. Like, you have things about you that make you stand out and make you special. So what has gone on with you to create this character that you portray when you're in the ring?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I really, when I go out there, you know, of course you have to be a good wrestler, but the main thing is you have to entertain the people, you know, baby face heel. You have to, you know, make them cheer, boo, cry, you know, want to come back, want to be excited to see you. And that's what it's all about, the fans, the people who come to see you. You know, a lot of guys get it. And some guys that just still, you know, don't get it, or they still, like, are confused. But my character, it's just, I don't know. I guess because I always was big into watching, like I said, Shawn Michaels and Ravishing Rick Rude and even Mr. Wonderful Paul, or like, what they do with their characters. And that was, like, you know, entertaining. So I would want to entertain the fans. And I guess, like, I really don't know. When I go out there, I don't really have, like, a set thing I'm going to do. I listen to the fans, what they're doing, if they're cheering or, you know, to get them involved. And I just, it's so weird because I watch some of my matches myself. I'm like, oh, I did that. It's like, you know, like I transform into my character and I'm like, wow, okay. I'm like, really that crazy sometimes? I really did that?
It's funny because it's like I'm reading up on you and I'm reading on message boards and things like that. And the thing that universally comes out is that, like, one person said in a message board that you're the type of guy that they can't stand you, but they wouldn't mind seeing you win in a mixed, like, gender tag match. Like, yeah. You're like this big slime ball piece of garbage, but they love you at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like
I've been in a bunch of intergender matches, and they're always fun. It's just always, and it's funny because they just started to, it seemed like they just started to put mixed tag matches now on WWE, and I'm like, oh, because I love those kind of matches, because like I said, there's entertaining, something different, you know, like I like to stand out, see something different, because there's so many great talents, and they do all these crazy moves, you know, which is great, you know, and I could do some crazy moves too if I wanted to, but I want to be, you know, stand out and make people be like, what was that? That was different. I never saw that before. This guy's totally, like, ridiculous. I hate this guy or I love this guy.
What was the thought process behind the facial? Like, I've seen you in videos, like, put lotion on your hands, or, like, the pumping. It's, like, it's unbelievable. It's, like, stuff that, like, Joey Ryan would look at and be like, this guy's fucking nuts, man. Like, so how did that come about?
I just did it. I used to, I'm a big Juicer Thunder Liger fan, and I used to, I still don't use it, but the palm tree, the show chain, I was like, oh, well, that's cool. I'm like, and I was just like, okay, my sister, she don't really watch wrestling anymore, but she used to watch it with me when we were kids too, and she watched some of my older matches, and I did it, and she's like, you know, if you did that move in real life, you'd knock somebody out. She's like, you have all these muscles. She's like, if I saw this like in a fight and you did that to somebody, that you take their heads off. And I was like, hey, you know what? You know, you're right. And I was like, you know what? I just was like, this is going to be it. This is my finisher. And I just was like, well, the character, you know, perverted sex creep. I was like, you know, I need a name for it. Okay. And I used to put a glove on my hand, rip it off.
Yeah.
It got a little too much. And the thing about it was, wrestling with a glove was annoying, and it got all dirty. Sometimes now that wrestling's so PG,
true,
people would be like, oh, maybe a little too much, but I'm like, all right, just calm down. And I just kept on different ways to do it and gimmick it.
So
just started doing it.
So for people that haven't seen you wrestle, and you know, if someone hasn't seen you wrestle and they look you up, they see the palm strike. But what are some of the other moves in your arsenal that, like, what's your signature? Like, what sets up the facial? Like, what are some of the other moves that you really enjoy doing in the ring?
Well, signature is the stroke, the forward Russian leg sweep, so a stroke into the facial. I also use a reverse X Factor, which I call the rear entry. I've done the Bronco Buster. You gotta love the classic DDT. I'll use the Rude Awakening as a mod to Ravishing Rick Rude. I usually do my body slam and gyrate the back right elbow drop. I have a very basic arsenal of moves. I like those just a couple moves. I'm always just like into like with just having a bunch of moves that you can hit anywhere on anybody, and people will know your moves and be like, oh, there it goes.
I gotcha. So
it all leads up to the facial.
So what do you think your future is in pro wrestling over the next like 4 or 5 years? What do you really want to accomplish?
Oh well, there's so much. I've done so much right now. I wrestled a lot of guys that I've wanted to so far, and there's a lot of guys out there I still want to. I know where I'm billed a lot of times. A lot of guys look at me as a cruiserweight, and I just really want to be a champion of a company. Well, I've never been a champion, like I won't say world, because it's weird, because a lot of indie wrestlers, let's get straight. Like, a lot of indie guys don't go a company's a world, so they have a world title. But just a champion of a company, like the main champion, I should say. That's always been a goal for mine. There's so many people out there I want to still wrestle, like you said, Joey Ryan, or even tagging with them. And then there's Sexy Eddie. I always wanted to tag or with him. Just so many people. And of course, you know, NXT, WWE, Impact Wrestling. A lot of guys now are getting signed. I always wanted to wrestle in Japan. I love Japan. I think for some reason they would get a kick out of me in Japan.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So, your current feud in 2KW Pro with the Concrete Rose.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about this in indie circles. How did this all come about? It's been wild. Two matches.
Yeah, I give credit to Sonny's so good. He's so good in that ring. What happened was, in our feud was, everyone was talking, hey, you know, you need to wrestle Sonny Kiss. I think Sonny Kiss and Stan Styles would be a dream match. And, you know, it's because, you know, it's totally different personalities get in there. It's like almost the yin and the yang, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And it just happened. And our first confrontation, he got the W on me, and I kind of underestimated him. I didn't know how good Sonny really was. I knew he was good, but I knew he was that good. And I was like, wow, okay. Then the second time, I got the W. So somewhere down the road, whether it be 2KW or somewhere else, it was going to be that rubber match. And it's going to be probably like the best one out of all of them. Always, the third time's always a charm. So it's like everyone's going to keep watching and see.
So there's a picture of you I saw online of you working with Buff Bagwell. What was that like?
Oh, yeah, that was in May in Harrisburg. I was amazing. That probably, without a doubt, was probably one of my favorite matches I ever had. And Buff was great. We had a lot of fun that night. It was really, really something and really special. And Buff was, like I said, Buff was awesome. I always watched him as a kid. You know, and of course, you know, you get a little nervous when you wrestle somebody you've seen as a kid. You're excited. But it was just it was so much fun. It was amazing. Amazing experience.
All right, so I have a thing that I usually do whenever I have a wrestler on the line for an interview. It's called Five Guys. I've done it with, like, Bob Backlund, Jeff Jarrett. Like, I'll just mention, like, kind of like five guys, and then they give, like, their thoughts on them.
Okay.
All right, so, like, I interviewed Sean Maluda the other day, and we did, like, Cruiserweights. I did the Bollywood Boys, and we did Tag Team Guys. So with you, I'm going to do, like, five, like, sleazeballs, and you tell me what you think of them, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready? Rick the Model Martel.
I love Rick. He was amazing. Amazing. Underrated and should have been a champion.
All right, Val Venus.
Another one that was just crazy, underrated. Just so good at the time and just a porn star. Crazy porn star.
All right, let's see. Tully Blanchard.
Classic.
But he was classic. A classy one.
Yes. Well, he was. But he was, you know. Oh, man.
All right. Chris Jericho, a la, like, the WCW Chris Jericho, the Count in the Thousand Moves. Like, what did you think of that version of Chris Jericho?
Super entertaining. There's every aspect of Chris Jericho is amazing to me. I love Chris Jericho.
All right, Ravishing Rick Rude.
The best. I even call him, say, my leader. Like, so, like, should have been world champion. Just so good in the ring psychology. I can go on and on about Rick Rude.
All right, is there anything else that you want to say about, like, what's coming up next for you, any upcoming shows, or just anything that you'd like to discuss that we haven't touched base on?
Yeah, we got, let's see, Friday I got EPWB Underground in Belvedere, New Jersey. I'll be taking on 2 Out Steve Scott, which is going to be super amazing. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I've known Steve for over 5 years, and we never got in the ring ever. And so it's crazy we never did all this time, but it's finally going to happen. And it's like, you know, got my whipped cream versus his cell phone. So it's like, going to be, you know, really, really similar. We're both pretty similar, but we're different at the same time, so it's going to be good. And then that Triple WA Saturday, I defend my high impact championship that night. And also, I got Pro Wrestling Empire October, and it's going to be Ric Flair over there. I get to touch about Ric Flair. I love Ric Flair too, another one of my favorites growing up. Gotta love Nature Boy.
Woo!
Yeah, oh yeah, woo! So, this is gonna be, oh man, that's gonna be a great night too. What else? You guys can find me on Instagram under Sizzling Stan Styles, Facebook, facebook.com, Real Stan Styles, and Twitter, I'm under the at the Sizzling One. And I do apologize, I'm a little tired. I had a long night last night. I'm drinking my coffee right now. I'm like, oh, a little tired, but I'll wake up totally soon, get my workout in. That's right.